Dave Moore on Today FM.
My next guest is a TV presenter, an Olympian, an international rugby sevens player, a man who's been on your screens for lots of different reasons. We've even seen him in Love Island every now and again. It's Greg O'Shea, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Greg?
I'm great, Dave. How are you? Good to be talking again, my friend.
Good to talk to you. I'm going to ask you in a minute about this icy plunge thing you're doing, but we'll talk about that in a second. But first of all, I haven't spoken to you properly since the wonderful New Year's Eve proposal that you did with, and I've just learned your fiancé's name, Johnny.
Yeah, she's fabulous. She's sitting in the other room now. I'm actually marrying her in 3 weeks' time.
Oh, and I can't incredible. Wait. Yeah,
last minute details are getting organised as we speak.
Oh, dude, listen, the proposal was one of those New Year's Eve countdowns. It looked very innocent and normal, like you were counting down the end of one year into another, and then as the 3-2-1 happened, you dropped to your knees, and then we all started crying. It's so beautiful.
Honestly, it was the most nervous I've ever been for anything, because it's you've 10 seconds down to zero, obviously, for New Year's countdown, but there's no redo. Like, you have that 1 second, you got to perform. Like, you can't go, oh, I'll do it again in an hour, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Quick, we have to fly to a different country and do it again in an hour. Did it go like everything? I mean, I don't mean just the moment, but I mean everything in terms of like hiding the ring and her not figuring out that you were going to do this. Was it all a big surprise and did it go well?
It did, thank God, but it was so hard. Like, I was sweating. So she's so lovely that she always does this thing where she tries to unpack my bag. So I had to have a lock on my bag so she couldn't get into it. And then I had the ring like sellotaped into the inside lining of the suitcase, and it was there for about a month. And then I also we got to see her mother, and she doesn't see her mother very often in South Africa, so I was like, oh, you should go get your nails done with your mom, you never get to see her. And Johnny was like, that's a little bit weird, but we're not together long enough for her to propose. So she hadn't considered it.
And then boom, you were together long enough and getting married in 3 weeks. That's so exciting.
I know, I can't wait. I'm 30 now, so it's getting to that stage of life, Dave. You know what I mean? No more partying, like sitting at home in bed by 10 o'clock. Like what you do, you know?
Yeah, exactly like what I do. If I get to 10 o'clock, I'm very proud of myself, I'll be honest with you, Greg. And come here, where are you getting married?
We're getting married in Dublin. We're keeping it very small. Only 20 people, Dave. Isn't that mad?
And that's the only reason why I didn't get the invite, because I would have been 21.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're 21st on my list. Yeah. We're literally just having family.
Ah, that's gorgeous.
Parents, siblings, and then similarly next year we'll go down to South Africa and do something small with her people. So
that's
it's
so
going
nice.
To be beautiful. It's against the normal traditional wedding, like, but we're really looking forward to it.
Ah, that's great, Greg. Listen, I wish you both the best. That's fantastic news. But look, you're here to talk about an icy plunge, and I'm going to set you a challenge here, Greg, right? Because I think it's a brilliant thing you're doing, but I have no interest in being cold. And I don't care about the benefits of this and that. I've had Wim Hof on the show, and he's been telling me to jump into the snow and breathe like this. And I'm just like, do you know what, lads? All I want, I'm talking about like getting a new fire in my house. I want to be as cozy as possible. But Greg, you're a brave man, and you're getting a load of people to take something called the Icy Plunge for the Asthma Society.
Yeah, so I've been a wheezer, as I call all the asthmatics in Ireland, since I was born. And now I'm 30 years old, and it doesn't look like I'm getting rid of it anytime soon, Dave.
Right.
I take 2 inhalers every morning, every evening, and I have done for my entire life.
Wow.
I've got control of it, though. When I was younger, I was on the nebulizer going in and out of hospital, and now I've got control of it in my adulthood. And it didn't hold me back. I managed to get to the Olympics and do all the other crazy stuff that I'm doing. And I think now it's time for me to help out the other nearly half a million people living with asthma in Ireland, and some people don't have control of it, but it shouldn't have to hold you back for what you want to do in life. So we're getting a lot of business leaders together on Thursday in Sandy Mount Hotel in Dublin, and we're taking the Icy Plunge, which we're just submersing ourselves in ice cold water, and that's going to help us obviously control our breathing. We've Nilo Marcou coming, who's a breathing expert.
Yeah.
And it's just all about getting control of your breath work. And the main reason is to raise funds for Asthma Society of Ireland and help people to get control of their life again, you know?
That's a brilliant thing you're doing. Yeah, and I mean, look, not having suffered from asthma, obviously, like, might take my breath for granted or whatever. But I do remember recently I was on a holiday in Mexico, and I went to the spa for a nice kind of afternoon of treatments, whatever. Anyway, your man led me around. He goes, like, go into the sauna. I said, cool. He went in there for 5 minutes. Go into the steam room. I said, cool. And he went, now do the ice plunge. And I was like, really? Like, I'm on my holidays in Mexico for easy. He's like, no, you have to. I got into my Ghoulies, Greg, and I got straight back out. I was like, this is not happening. This is not for me. I just want to be warm and cozy and all those nice things. But I do think when you're doing something like this to raise money for the Asthma Society, it is brilliant. So fair play to you. So that's one. This coming Thursday.
Yeah, it's this coming Thursday. And the reason for the ice exposure, like, obviously, no one likes it. I don't enjoy it. People that go to the 40-foot at 6 a.m. in the morning, they don't enjoy the cold. It's the after effects. It's a very sciencey thing, but basically, norepinephrine and dopamine and epinephrine, it's all adrenaline in your brain that your brain fires out when you get exposed to the cold, and it makes you feel awesome. So it's the after effects that it's all about, and controlling your breath, and it's a holistic approach. It's worth it afterwards, Dave, I promise you.
I will take your word for it and sit on my couch with a cup of tea and a blanket. The amount of travel you do, Greg, because obviously, as you said, Johnny's from South Africa, so I know last year you were there, weren't you, for a month or so, South Africa and Zimbabwe and all?
Yeah, geez, you've done your research. I was there for 2 months, and then previously, a couple of months before that, we were in Zimbabwe as well. So it's a great reason to travel to Africa, having a future wife from there.
And you were recently in Rome as well, and aren't you doing the Berlin Marathon?
Yeah, so I had 4 weddings, 4 weekends in a row, Dave,
which is not
an ideal building to trying to do the marathon. The marathon is this Sunday, and I'm not going to lie to you, I was burning the candle at both ends, and I'm not sure how it's going to go, but hopefully I'll get to the finish line.
Have you done a marathon before?
I have. I've actually done, I think, 7 marathons, but they've been within other races. So, like, an Ironman distance has a marathon.
Right,
in it,
yeah.
An ultra marathon trail run obviously has the marathon distance within it. But this is going to be my 2nd time just doing a strict marathon distance. I did London about 4 or 5 years ago, and now this is Berlin. So it's my 2nd major. Hopefully it goes well.
She's absolutely impressive. And do you set yourself a target in terms of a time, or do you just want to get to the end, or what?
Yeah, so the goal before the 4 weddings, Dave, if I'm going to be honest with you, was anywhere between 3:05 to 3:15, so 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But now after these 4 weddings, I kind of have to give myself a bit of slack, so anywhere around the 3:30 mark I'll take at the moment.
Oh, listen, I remember that age, Greg. You know, you're much younger than I am, but I do remember that age when you were just going, oh yeah, we've got a wedding in August. Wait, sorry, oh, another one. Oh, great. Oh, the entire summer is just people's weddings, but there's some crack though, in fairness.
They are good crack, but honestly, I've spent more money on other people's weddings than my own. Like, it's just nuts.
Amazing. And look, marathon training with the wedding in every weekend for 4 weekends is going to be difficult, but you're not a man to do things by halves. You will give it absolute sucks.
Oh, I will, of course. If I have to crawl to the finish line, I will. There's just that dog in me, as I'd say. Like, I'm not willing to give up, and I'll push it to the last second, and then you can just deal with the pain afterwards.
Absolutely.
And Johnny's actually doing it as well.
So on the way.
I'll have the buzz of knowing that she's in the race, either ahead of me or behind me somewhere, but we'll figure it out when we get to the finish line.
Now, I know you were at the Irish Champions hurdle, weren't you, over the weekend? You were saying you were at the horse race, and so I don't know if you watched any of the athletics that was on over the weekend, or the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. Or indeed, did you see bits, did you? Because there was a couple of marathon performances in there that were brilliant as well from the Irish.
Yeah, didn't we have someone come in ninth in the women's marathon?
Yeah, the women's marathon, yeah, we did.
Yeah, it's incredible. And then I saw Charlene got through, and then Sarah Lavin got through as well.
That's so right, yes.
The Irish athletics is absolutely flying. Oh,
they're just unbelievable. They really are amazing performers. And again, yesterday, I was saying this earlier on, but the Irish women's rugby team, like, I know they didn't get through in the quarterfinal, but what a performance out of them. They were absolutely phenomenal.
I know, as I was standing in the Curra, I had the notifications coming up on my phone of the result, and I couldn't believe they were 13-0 up. I was like, oh my God, they're going to do it. They're going to break the Irish rugby curse of quarterfinals in the World Cup. And then the French, they just come back, and they know how to win Cup rugby, don't they?
They really do, in fairness. And we look, there was a sin bin issue. You know, in the first half, we had an opportunity with 31 phases of rugby while they were down to 14 players. We still didn't get over the line. And I just kind of felt that halftime was like, I really think we needed a score there. And then we had a similar issue with Grace Moore going in, and then the French just capitalised, unfortunately. Yeah, and it just ended up one of those things where we didn't score again in the second half. That was the real issue, I think, in fairness, Greg.
I know, but we're really proud of the women, though. Where they've come from in the last few years, like, to be competing competing with France at that level of the world. And hopefully it's going to inspire younger women now to get involved in the game. And the next World Cup, they'll go even further, you know?
Absolutely. Same with the women's football team as well. You see that on, I see it at grassroots level. The amount of teams that are springing up now. Clubs have never had girls' teams before are getting them. So, no, it is. It's brilliant. Greg, it's always great to catch up. If somebody wants to support what you're doing for the Asthma Society, do you just go to the website? I mean, obviously, they're not being invited, I would imagine, along to Sandymount Hotel on Thursday to jump into the Icy Plunge. As you said, you've got business leaders and people doing that. But the idea, of course, would be to raise funds, right?
Oh, well, there's a link on my Instagram that I'll be putting up again today, but you'll find on the Asthma Society of Ireland website. And it's on Thursday. If you want to come along with your work team, if you want to nominate your CEO, if you're really brave, come on along. Anyone can come along. Like, you can just apply. Or if you can't make it on Thursday, because obviously people have to work, you can just donate, and with any little helps if you can afford it.
I would suggest if you nominate your CEO, he has or she has to do it. Then arguably there won't be any work that day. She'll be in the Sandymount Hotel watching him jump into the Icy Plunge with Greg O'Shea. Hamira, I wish you the best. Hope it raises loads of money for the Asthma Society. It's absolutely brilliant what you're doing. And Greg, best luck in everything. Hopefully I'll talk to you soon, but I won't talk to you before you get married. So best luck with that from all of us here at Today FM as well.
Appreciate you, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, talk to you later. See ya.
All right, good luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.